Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today to you from my home in near Branson, Missouri. And with us we have Dr. Gary Wood, who for 2 weeks, this is the last session, two-week session, he's been sharing with us how God caught him up to heaven when he died in a car accident, Christmas 23rd, December 23rd, 1966. And you described that you, of course, we've talked about all the interval being in heaven, but you actually were killed there at the side of the road. I mean, you're lying there dead, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And your body.
My body was, and of course, my spirit, the real me, lifted up.
And we've been talking about that.
That's what we've been talking about. And
now,
actually,
when you were in heaven, did angels carry you back, or what? How'd you get back?
No, what happened was, as I was standing there in heaven with my best friend, you know, taking me on the tour, mm-hmm. and I just shared what the three things Jesus mm-hmm. spoke to me about, and I'm in the presence of Jesus. And when you're in the presence of Jesus and overwhelmed by being encased in his love, you just don't want to leave. So that's why I said I had no desire to leave. And the longer you're over there, the longer you become acclimated and less desire to come back to this earth. But I'm there in his presence, certainly not wanting to go. And all of a sudden, my best friend says to me, "You've got to go back." She's using that name. And Jesus has spoken to me now. He's written these things. And the way he did it, Sister Billy, when I was there in his presence, when I say Jesus spoke to me, I did hear him audibly, but it's like he took a pen and wrote on my heart. I describe it almost like it must have been like the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. how God took his finger and wrote on the tablets of stone, mm-hmm. the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. That's how it was. That's what I experienced. Mm-hmm. And so my best friend said, "You've got to go back." She's using that name. And Jesus, I'd been just there in his presence looking at him. Quickly, instantly, I'm back in my body.
Instantly. No angel carrying you.
No angel carrying me. I just instantly.
How'd you get back in?
I just instantly was back. It just.
You don't remember?
Being carried back or anything. I just know that, you know, my dead body was lying over the steering wheel.
Oh. Back, still over the steering wheel.
Yes, ma'am. Back in 1966, there was no seat belts in cars, or it wasn't in our car for sure. But so it had propelled me and thrown me over. The paramedics, the doctors had arrived now at the scene of the accident. They had examined me and they had declared me dead at the scene. They were waiting to transport me to the morgue. And they were feverishly working quickly on my little sister because she had gone through the windshield with no restraint, seatbelt. She uh-huh. flew through the windshield, hit a portion of this truck. It was a truck that'd be illegally parked on the edge of the highway. It was covered in oil, using the oil rig. And she hit a section of this and then came back through. So glass was just embedded deep inside her face, and blood is just pouring out. And they had already left me. They had already discarded me.
You're declared dead, right?
I'm declared dead, and they're waiting just to transport me. So actually, over some 60 minutes takes place during this time. And my sister is aware then that they have basically given me up by what has been said and what she has heard. And so she just begins to cry out, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's my baby brother. Oh, Jesus, Jesus." Sister Billy, we didn't understand the authority of the believer mm-hmm. that we since have come to understand through your teaching mm-hmm. and others
we didn't
understand that back then. We didn't understand that power. We knew he saved us. We understood that. He washed us with his blood. We got to go to heaven when we died. But we didn't understand the real power mm-hmm. and victory. Mm-hmm. But she used that name. When you use that name, every demon in hell starts quaking. They start getting very nervous. When you use the name of Jesus in heaven, all the angels come alert. They go, you know, it'd be like your son Terry is watches for fires. Mm-hmm. If there's a bell that goes off, it's like a bell goes off. Mm-hmm. When the name of Jesus is spoke, every angel, I won't say every angel, a group of angels, mm-hmm. warrior angels, are dispatched instantly. They stand on the balconies of heaven and they're looking over. They draw their swords. They're instantly ready to go down. Mm-hmm. On behalf of that believer. Well, my friend said, you've got to go back. She's using that name. And so that I was just in my body. And they noticed life signs. They heard groaning and whatever. And so they got me and they stabilized me as best they could. And they transported me to the hospital. And there they began surgery immediately. I've learned that the turn signal indicator, pure steel, crisscrossed my face. I have 100 stitches in my face. And I say, if you don't like the way I look, I do. I thank God for plastic surgery. But it sliced me all apart, sliced my nose off. They had to reconstruct my nose and put it back on. My neck was broken in three places, C1, C2, C3. I have the exact same break as Christopher Reeve, exactly. Every medical doctor that's looked at the x-ray says I should be a paraplegic. Mm-hmm. I should not be able to stand and walk. My vocal box was crushed. My larynx was crushed. When that transpires, you can't take liquids. You can't drink. You can't eat. What will happen is immediately all liquids will bypass and go down into your lungs. They will not go to your stomach, so it will go instantly to your lungs and you'll die. There's verification of this in the book that I've written. I was killed instantly. My vocal cords were severed, so I was unable to speak.
You would die from that.
You can die from that. There was a multiplicity
of things you died from.
I died from the if the second vertebrae is broken. I'm told that always, usually, two things happen. You either instantly die or you're paraplegic for the rest of your life. So there's a multiplicity of things that happen that cause me to die. Well, now I'm back there. There is life signs. They're trying to do all the things. It'd be 9 months I'd have to go through reconstructive surgery to just appear to you like I look right now. And
9 months of reconstructive surgery.
And then it would be even after I got married to my precious darling wife many years later, I would still go through surgery in my nose and side of my nose.
Because they could only do so much at a time.
I could just only do so much at a time. So even after I was married and had children, I went through reconstructive surgery. But I'm there that night and I can't speak, and my father comes in the next morning
to the hospital. They've gotten you to the hospital by now.
Got me to the hospital and stabilized me. They finally got me where I was stabilized, and my father came into the room where I was at, and it was there that he said to me these devastating words. I mean, if you're 18 years of age and you get this kind of report, it's devastating. He said, son, the doctors have just informed me you'll never be able to speak again, let alone sing. And see, I'd won a scholarship to college on singing, and that's really what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a singer. I love to sing. And but now I'm realizing I can't even speak, and I wanted to. The police are in there. The police are trying to find out what happened. You know, I can't speak. I can't talk. I'm concerned about my sister. I don't know where she's at. I don't know what's happened to her or anything like that. Anyway, for the next 9 months, and it doesn't take 9 months. I always tell people this. You can get your miracle right now today before we close this program. But it took 9 months to get my thinking right and begin to understand and learn that God really wanted to to give me this miracle. He wanted me to be able to share this story because he'd given me
a
story.
He told you to do it.
He told me to do it. And in my mind, see, during this time, I'm having this conversation. I can't speak audibly, but I'm in my mind saying, God, how am I going to tell this story? I can't even tell my parents how I wrecked this car. And I want to say, Dad, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to wreck your car, and it was an accident. I never saw this, and I can't say anything. So how in the world am I going to tell this? Well, it was during that 9 months, and then they wouldn't let anybody come. They wouldn't let me look at myself. Anyway, I was in there in the hospital, and I was having reconstructive surgery, and Jesus came walking to my hospital
room. Just walked in.
Walked in after I'd heard a song on the radio by Bill Gaither. Mm-hmm. And the song was brand new at the time. It was called He Touched Me. Mm-hmm. And I started listening to that song. And in my mind, I said, Jesus, what that song says you can do. For 9 months, I had read in the Bible. And I'd read all the way through the New Testament. And I saw clearly there was God's will for me to be healed. And I said, Jesus. You know, in my mind, I said this. I said, Jesus, I believe I receive. You're my healer. And Jesus comes into my hospital room. And I see him again. Now, this time, he didn't speak to me at all on this
occasion. Does he have white hair this time?
No.
No.
Now he
can appear any way he wants.
He can appear any way he wants to, but he still has the same blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in, and he walks in, and he puts his hand on my throat and just smiles at me and walks out of the room. Now, I always tell people he didn't come in through the door. He didn't leave by the door. He is the door. And the moment he left and the song He Touched Me is playing, the little nurse walked in, as she had done every day, and she was bringing the tray of food and said, Good morning, Mr. Wood, just like that. I remember her. Good morning, Mr. Wood. She was kind of cheery, and she said, How are you doing this morning? And I threw my hands up and said, Praise God, I've been healed. And she dropped the tray because I hadn't spoken 9 months. I medically cannot speak.
Right now you cannot
speak. But I
because
decided.
You don't have what?
A vocal cords.
And no
larynx.
And the x-rays still show that.
I have the x-rays. I carry the x-rays with me when I'm ministering. I always show the x-rays to verify. And there have been people that have gotten born again just from seeing the x-rays. So I'm a man on assignment. I'm sent with a message from heaven. I want everybody to be ready to go there. I want you to receive your miracle.
Well, we receive you, Gary. Jesus sent you back, and we receive you.
Thank you.
I want to say one thing more while we still have some time here. I remember when this happened, and one of the radio networks that we're on is the Oasis Network, with its home basis in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yes, ma'am.
And, of course, the great songwriter
David Ingles.
David Ingles.
Yeah.
And David Ingles, when he heard about this, he wrote a song, You'll Have to Go Back.
She's using that name. Oh, it's a beautiful song.
And I really wish they would play this sometime while you're
on. I hope so.
And I might give them a call, you know, and tell them to be sure to play that just before our broadcast. And you could also order that from them.
Yes.
You can get that song from them. And don't forget, you can get Gary Wood's book, A Place Called Heaven, Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Shalom.
Thanks.